Well, I've always enjoyed the story of the man who was driving through a big city, and he had a sheep in the passenger seat of his car. And he got pulled over by a police officer, and the police officer said, "You can't be driving around the big city with a sheep in the front seat of your car. I want you to take that sheep to the zoo." And so the fellow said, "Yes, sir, I sure will." And so a week goes by, and believe it or not, the police officer is there, and he sees the same man driving the same car, and the same sheep is in the passenger seat of the car. But this time, they're both wearing sunglasses. The driver and the sheep are wearing sunglasses. The police officer pulls him over again and says, "Sir, I told you to take that sheep to the zoo." And the fella said, "I did. And we had such a good time that this week we're going to the beach." Today, the Lord gives us the image of himself as the good shepherd. And that means we are his flock. We are the sheep that he lays his life down for. The image of the good shepherd is one of the most ancient images of Jesus in the history of the church. It's even found in the catacombs. Probably about the year 200, one of the early Christians drew a picture of Jesus in the catacombs with a sheep on his shoulders. And so even in the early church, this image was so touching, so beautiful, because it shows just how much God loves us. And today, of course, is Good Shepherd Sunday. It's always the fourth Sunday of Easter. It's where we have readings about the sheep and about the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. And it's such a beautiful image. One of the great Catholic educators, Maria Montessori, who received many awards from the popes in the last century, she said that was her favorite image of Jesus. And she said, "That is the image we should teach our children, the image of the good shepherd, because it contains so much of how Jesus loves us, how he lays down his life for us, how he goes out to round up the lost sheep, how he carries them tenderly on his shoulders and brings them back." And we should ask ourselves, well, what is our favorite image of Jesus? You know, some people, like myself, I love the crucifix. And that's a beautiful image of Jesus to show his sufferings. Others prefer the risen Christ. They like that image of Jesus the best. Others prefer the baby Jesus in the manger, and they like that image of Jesus showing his innocence and his humility. Others prefer Jesus the teacher on the mountain, teaching the flock. But today the church gives us the image of the good shepherd. Now the image of the good shepherd is one of his willingness to sacrifice himself for his sheep. Look what Jesus says today in the gospel. He says, "I am a good shepherd." What is a good shepherd? A good shepherd is one who is willing to lay down his life for his sheep. Imagine that God loved us so much that he died for us. He died for you and for me, for all of us individually and as a whole. He died for each one of us. Imagine that we have a God who loved us so much that he became a little baby, grew up, and then died a horrific death on the cross as he thought about each one of us individually. He even says, "I know mine and mine know me. I call my sheep by name." So Jesus knows your name personally. He knows my name. He knows us individually. And as some of the saints have said, if you were the only person ever to exist in the world, Jesus would have gone through everything just for you. His scourging, the crowning with thorns, the carrying of the cross, the crucifixion, he would have done it just for you. Jesus says, "I know my sheep and mine know me. I call them by name. They hear my voice and they follow me." So Jesus says he is the good shepherd because he doesn't run away when the wolf comes, but instead he's willing to lay down his life for the sheep. And that's what Jesus did on the cross by dying for each one of us. He says a bad shepherd works only for pay, and then when he sees the wolf coming, he gets out of there, and the sheep are devoured. They're eaten up by the wolf, and the wolf scatters the sheep. Again, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. So Jesus knows us individually. He knows us personally. He's willing to die for us, and he did die for us. And he says, I will lay down my life for them. And then he says something very interesting. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold, but I will lead them also. They will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. It's always been interpreted that the Lord here is referring to the church, that the Lord is going to establish his church. These are the other sheep that do not yet belong to his fold, people that live throughout the world that will eventually belong to his church, that will hear his voice. And Jesus says there will be one flock and one shepherd. And we know that Jesus founded the Catholic Church 2,000 years ago upon St. Peter and the apostles, and that the church is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. There is one flock and one shepherd. So we as Catholics know that the Lord has left us a visible representative for him, for Jesus, and that is the Pope. The Holy Father is that one shepherd that the Lord has left in charge of his flock. And since St. Peter was the first one, we heard in the first reading today, St. Peter preaching, and 3,000 were added to the church by the preaching of the first pope. Today we have the 266th pope, Pope Francis, and he too is a good shepherd. He's reaching out to many that have fallen away from the church, trying to bring them back to the one flock of the church. So ever since St. Peter, then we've had 266 popes. And the majority of them really have been good shepherds. You can count on one hand all the immoral popes that were personally immoral in their lives. Less than maybe 5 out of 266. The majority of them have been saints. In fact, the first 33 of them were martyred for the faith. Every pope from Peter up until the year 315 was martyred for their faith in Christ. They were all good shepherds that laid down their life for their flock. The first 33 popes were all canonized saints, all martyred for their faith in Jesus Christ. So today we have Pope Francis, before him Pope Benedict and John Paul II. You'll read about their lives. In the last couple months, I've read the biography of John Paul II and Pope Benedict. I'm about to start a biography on Pope Francis. They are the good shepherds. Notice they are traveling the world, reaching out to the lost sheep. And there are many lost sheep in the world. They say the largest population in America is Catholics. The second largest congregation is fallen away Catholics. So our job is to help the Holy Father to reach out to the lost sheep. And we have many lost sheep in our world. On your own block, in your neighborhood, whichever neighborhood you live in, I guarantee within your block, there are practicing Catholics and there are fallen away Catholics. There are lost sheep. Now we as priests, as you know, pastors and associates and deacons, we can't always reach them, but you can. You live in their neighborhoods, you work with them, you work with fallen away Catholics, you work with the lost sheep. Please help us to round them up and bring us back. And so we have organizations like the Legion of Mary that visits the nursing homes, the prisons, the hospitals, and visit homes, and they try to round up the lost sheep. The Knights of Columbus and other organizations round up the lost sheep. So please help us. We need sheepdogs, right? It's a compliment. The parishioners in the parish that round up the lost sheep, they are God's sheepdogs. A shepherd can't do it by himself. He needs the sheepdogs to round up the lost sheep and bring them back. And we're so privileged to be able to help in that way as well as priests, to be there in confession, to bring back the lost sheep, to hear the confessions, to do the marriage validations, to baptize the babies, to bring back the flock. But we do need your help. So think about those that you know that have drifted away from the Lord, drifted away from the church. And I encourage you to invite them. Invite them to come to Mass. Invite them to come to a church social or to a dance or to an activity that we have. And that could be the way to bring them back. Again, we cannot reach them all ourselves. It takes the lay people, yourselves, to help round them up. One of the most amazing books I ever read was called Miracles on Tap by Frank Duff, the founder of a Legion of Mary. And in his book, he talks about the red light district of Dublin, Ireland, called Bentley Place. And Bentley Place had been about an 8-block area that had been in existence for a couple hundred years. It was a den of iniquity. There was alcohol and all sorts of immorality, prostitution. It was the red light district. And it was such a dangerous place that the police would never even go in there. And it was known for murder and corruption and vice and immorality. Well, that was the first work that the Legion of Mary ever tackled in the early 1920s. And groups of two by two, just like Jesus sent out his disciples two by two, these women would go into the Legion of Mary ladies would go into the Bentley Place with Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary. They would talk to the women and they would encourage them to give up their life of sin. And one by one, these ladies would leave. And it took about 4 years, but the entire district was closed down. And it's one of the greatest stories in modern history of how an area which perhaps had 500 or more women working in the streets, that whole area was completely cleaned up within a course of about 4 years due to the sheepdogs that went out to round up the lost sheep. So today is such a beautiful day, Good Shepherd Sunday. Yes, Jesus is our Good Shepherd. He's laid down his life for each one of us. He loves us so much, and he's left us his church. He's left us the Holy Father as our visible shepherd today. And let's help him to round up those that have drifted away. Let's help him round up the lost sheep to bring them back to the fold.